Hello and welcome to the Rebecca Lee Podcast. I'm your host and wellness sis, Rebecca. I'm an LA-based holistic nutritionist, and I'm here to help guide you through the world of wellness in the most straightforward, balanced, and intuitive way. Join me every week for casual big sis chats as I spill the deets on all things real holistic health and wellness to guide you towards living your best life. Now, let's get into it. Hello, my beautiful people. Welcome back to the pod. I am so excited that you decided to tune in for today's Pod Wednesday, which is going to be a great one because we're going to close out our mini series that we started these past few weeks all on living in alignment. This last episode is going to call upon us to reflect about ourselves and really reflect if we're living in alignment with ourselves, our highest selves, our future selves, all that good stuff. So this episode, I think, is going to be a little bit more of a shorter episode, a quick mini episode for you to listen to, you know, maybe in between work or classes, or if you only have like about 15 minutes to listen to an episode, this one would be a good one. And before we dive into it, I just want to let you guys know that if you have been enjoying this mini series and you think you know someone else who would enjoy the mini series, please feel free to send it to them or to take a screenshot and share this on your story. I really loved doing a little mini series. I've never done something like this before, so maybe we'll do more of them in the future. Let me know what you think, but after this episode, we're definitely going to get back to some normally scheduled programming. All right, so let's just dive right into it, shall we? I got my cup of dandelion tea with me. It's a little bit late at night. I just got home from Japan, and it's time to really dive deep into ourselves and really figure out if we're living in alignment with ourselves. So what does that even mean to really live in alignment with self? And this is my personal definition. I believe that living in alignment with yourself means living in alignment with your values, your morals, your identity, your highest self, your future self, where you're going, living in alignment with you, with the version of you that you want to see, and really tapping into that version of self. And I think a lot of people struggle when their identity and their version of themselves is different or doesn't match up to the actions that they're doing. And I think a lot of us struggle with this because of our past, right? We can so heavily identify and attach ourselves to the past and versions of ourselves that we were in the past. And that's a huge problem, right? We identify with how we've always been, not necessarily where we're going. And that can really hold us back in life because we can identify with things that maybe people told us about ourselves in the past that we've held on to. You know, maybe they said something negative about ourselves. They told us we're stupid or not pretty enough or we're this, that, or the other. And we hold on to that identity and we don't let that go. Or maybe something happened to you when you were younger and, you know, you thought you'd never be good enough. And so maybe you didn't get good grades in school and now you don't think you're worthy of, you know, accomplishing something big in this lifetime. Or maybe somebody mistreated you in a relationship and now you think that you're not deserving and worthy of good love. Or whatever the case might be, we attach ourselves with this self that is no longer us. And just because we've always been a certain way does not mean that we need to continue to be that way. And so I shared this quote on my Instagram story the other day because I really think this is applicable, is that you can either use what's happened in the past to blame and to continue to be a victim for your present life, or you can use what's happened in the past as a catapult for change in the future, as a way to create change, that you must create change because you're never going to let yourself go through what you've gone through in the past. Or you're never going to be that version of yourself that you were in the past. So you're going to grow. You're going to choose to grow. You're going to choose to evolve. And you're going to use what's happened in your past to learn and to grow from it, not to continue being the victim to what's happened in your past. And so I really want you guys to take this message home with you, because I've seen it happen too many times in people's lives. I've seen it happen in some family members, some friends, where they just continue to live in the past and they continue to live in the versions of themselves that no longer need to be with them, but they drag them along with them into this present day when it doesn't need to be anymore. So if you're listening to this podcast, I can assume that you want to better yourself. So Rebecca, how do you actually do that? Good question. I'm going to teach you exactly how to do it and some steps that you can take, some steps that I took personally on my own self-growth and self, you know, development journey to really become who the person that I am today. So let's use me as a quick example, right? Back when I was in college, I used to be a big partier. I used to go out all the time, binge drink four nights a week. I, you know, was really obsessed with boys. I was seeking external validation. I was drinking to, you know, cover up things that I felt or maybe was ashamed of and I didn't want to speak about. I kind of used alcohol as like an outlet to, you know, pick fights with my boyfriend at the time or to do things that I maybe would have been too scared to sober. And that was kind of my identity, right? Like my identity in college was around that. I thought I was going to work this corporate job and I thought I had everything figured out. But then once I graduated college and the pandemic hit, I really had to have a big wake-up call, right? That was a big wake-up call for me, March of 2020, when I had to leave college my senior year and I had to move back home and I was alone. And I was going through a breakup at the time. And that breakup was really hard for me. It kind of came out of nowhere for me. And he just didn't want anything to do with me anymore. And that was really hard for my ego to handle. And during that time, I really had to ask myself, like, who am I? Like, it's time to wake up. I was just living on autopilot mode. And I didn't ever stop to think about one thing about myself. And no shame to that part of my past. I'm very grateful that I had that time of my life and that I went through that chapter because I learned a lot. I grew, whatever. So there's no point in showing shame or guilt or resentment to anything in your past, by the way. Kind of look at it objectively, not with charged emotions. And so during that time, I really had to ask myself, what did I want my self concept to be? How did I want to grow? How did I want to evolve? What kind of person did I want to be in this world? What kind of person did I want to become? How did I want to feel about myself? And so all of these questions really started with that first level of awareness of just saying, hey, who am I and who do I want to be? And so if you're listening and all of this stuff kind of sounds overwhelming, just start there. Simply as that, make it a journal prompt. Like, who am I really? Like, when do I feel my best? Who do I want to become? What kind of person do I want to be in this world? Truly, like, just start asking yourself questions. Get curious to really identify more of who you are. And I really think that's your 20s in general. I can't speak for older than that because I'm only in my 20s. But that's at least what I've learned in my 20s, is that you're going to kind of always be on this self-discovery path. And you might go through different ego deaths, quote unquote. Like, I went through a whole identity crisis during that time of being like, who am I anymore without all of these different things, without the college, without the drinking, without the boys, whatever it was? Like, who was I? Like, who was I on my own? And through that journey, that self-discovery journey, I grew a lot and I learned a lot about myself. But it didn't just happen, you know, easily. Like, it took a lot of work. I started doing a bunch of, you know, journal prompts, meditations. I read a ton of self-development books. Like, one of the first ones I read that was really helpful on my journey was called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Really recommend that book. Amazing book. It opened up my eyes to a lot of things about presence. I really enjoyed the book, You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero. She also kind of opened my eyes and helped like light a new fire under my ass. So, you know, those two books really helped me on my journey, but see what books you feel aligned to and called to, because I think those can really help you on your own self-development journey. So step one is really taking inventory of who you currently are. Who are you being? And is this in alignment with your true self, your true essence? And when I say your true self, I don't mean your personality ego self. I mean your soul level self. Like, who are you with all these layers peeled back? And I know it's kind of a deep question, and I don't expect you to answer it just like that. It's an everlasting question. I don't know if we ever figure it out and that's it once and for all. But it's a good start to really ask yourself, like, without all the BS from society and things that's happened to you in your past and your ego and the fears and the damage and the hurts, who are you? What does your soul level self feel like? And then once you kind of take inventory of who you are, who you want to become, how you want to grow, you can then see if you're acting in alignment with this person. Where are you acting out of? Are you acting out of your ego self, your triggered hurt self that is, you know, closed off to new opportunities and new people because you've been hurt in the past, so you now believe that everyone in the future is going to hurt you? Or are you going to live in alignment with maybe a soul level of self, a soul level of a person who is so loving and caring and has so much love and joy and happiness to spread and give to others, but your ego self is stopping you from getting in the way? Another good book recommendation I just thought of about the ego self is also by Eckhart Tolle. It's called A New Earth, if you're interested in that. So write down these book recommendations if you're interested in these. But what I'm trying to get at is that I think a lot of us are operating from the ego personality self and not enough from your authentic self. Who's in alignment with you? Where is this authentic being? What do you genuinely like doing? Who do you genuinely like being around? Who are you at your core? When do you feel the most lit up? And start to ask yourself these questions. I would also recommend asking yourself, what are your values, your morals? And are you living in alignment with those? Because that's also a problem, is that when we, you know, have good morals or values, or we think we do, and then we act in a different way. Maybe we're not treating people properly, or, you know, we're acting out of hurt. And so it's not really in alignment with our value of treating people kindly. And that's where we create internal conflict, because you're acting in a different way than who you think you are or who you say you are. And that also goes with identity, right? What are you attaching I am statements to? What are you saying that you are about yourself? Who are you saying you are? Like, I am blank. Those are identity statements. Like, who are you saying you are being? And then again, ask yourself, are your actions in alignment with who you say you are and your values and your morals and your current identity? Because if they're not in alignment, you're going to feel a lot of internal conflict and frustration. Or vice versa, if you want to change your identity and you want to change some of your values and morals, and you want to grow and become a better person, change your I am statements. Start attaching I am blank to those identity statements, those I am statements, because that'll shift the way you view yourself, what you're saying about yourself to your brain. Your subconscious mind will take notice for sure. And then ask, are your current actions in alignment with who you want to become, where you are going, your future self, the person you are trying to grow into? Because your actions have to be in alignment with the things you are saying about yourself. If you want to become a morning person and you want to start changing your identity to become a morning person, which, by the way, is the smartest hack to do. If you want to become a morning person, do not focus on just waking up early tomorrow. Focus on shifting your identity. If you say, I am a morning person, you will most likely be a lot more successful at waking up early than just trying to wake up early. So anyways, if you want to say, I am a morning person, because you want to become a morning person, your actions will match that and need to match that. That's just a small example. But in general, those I am statements, the way you view yourself, is going to take you a lot further. So step two, if you want to evolve, grow, shift, and really tap into your future self, ask yourself what your I am statements are. How can you shift those into things that actually serve you, into the person you want to become? And then ask yourself if your actions are in alignment with that. Because if they're not, then you need to shift your actions to then become in alignment with this new identity that you want to be. And so I really think that a period of self-growth like this really comes from the most self-reflection. So like I said, I don't think that this is an easy topic to dive into per se, to really make deep changes, long-lasting changes. It's not necessarily easy, but with time and with self-reflection like this, you will see the greatest period of self-growth, because I've seen it with myself. And I actually learned that growth is one of the core human needs. I forgot how many there are, but I learned this at Tony Robbins, that growth, along with many other things like security and, you know, stability, stuff like that, growth is one of the things that humans need. We need to constantly feel like we're growing, because if we're not growing, we're dying. So making sure you're growing into the person that you want to become. Don't just go through life on autopilot. Really stop and ask yourself, who are you being and who do you want to become? What are your I am statements? What is your identity? And how can you start to live in alignment with your highest self, your soul self, the deep, true inner you? Because she is there. She is there. She is just layered from years and years of shit that society has said to us, things that have happened in the past, but that past does not have to define your future. So, a quick roundup of all of this good stuff. Ask yourself if what you are doing, who you are being, and who you're acting as is in alignment with your highest self, your future self, as well as your present morals, values, and identity. And if any of those answers are no, then there's your answer. There is exactly where you can step in and make the changes to get you on the path of alignment. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope you enjoyed the mini series. Like I said, if you did, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your stories. Let me know if you want to hear any other mini series topics, anything I should really dive deeper on, kind of like we did with this one with living in alignment. So thank you so much for being here and listening. I love you guys so much, and I'll catch you in the next Pod Wednesday. Mwah.
Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend 400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.